Okay, we're on Yud Ahmed Beis. We're just going back to Rava. Ella, I'm a Rava. Says Rava. Lo nitzucho Ella l'katanya. We're learning for the following. This is what Me'ilos is, the hanging by a hair. Nizka bal habayis. The bal habayis, remember, he said, oy vey, I gave to my shliach some holy property. Velo nizka shliach, and the shliach wasn't aware of it. So the din over here is the shliach ma'al. The shliach is ma'al. End of brisa. So Gemara comments, shliach, onya, the poor shliach. My Ka'ovid, what did he do? That he's mamash, you throw the book at him. He transgressed Me'ila. Hainu Ka'orim Atulim Basara. That is Horim Atulim Basara. Oh, but Amarav, Ashi, my Kusha, why is it a Kusha? Dilma, Midi de Haver. This is talking just like a Moitzi, somebody who's Moitzi Mois Hekde. He takes holy money and he takes it Lachul and he spends it on groceries. And that money becomes chulin, and he's held accountable. That's just so. This is just basically a normal case of Me'ila. You didn't realize it was Kodesh, and then you find out it was Kodesh. So what's the Sahararim Tulim Basara? So Ella Amar Ravashi Lo Nitzrucha Ella L'Ktanan is used for the following case: not all Evan. Somebody picked up an Evan of Hekdesh or Kora Shel Hekdesh. Harei Zelo Mal. It's not Mal. He's schlepping around with this beam in the garden or somewhere. He's not Mal. But if Nosn Lachaveiro, if he wouldn't then give it to somebody else, to a second person, who Mal? The first guy is held accountable. But Chaveiro Lo Mal, and the second guy is not held accountable. Now says the Gemara Mikli, since Mishkel Shokla, he took it, the first guy, beforehand. Mali Chaveiro, who cares? Why is it only when it gets to his friend that he's over Me'ila? Even beforehand, he was still schlepping around this hektish and doing stuff with it. So, hi, Nukarim Tulim Basara. That's Harim Tulim Basara. So, my kusha says the Gemara, what's the kasha? Dilma Kedesh Shmuel. It's like Shmuel said. The Omer Shmuel says, Hacha Begizma. We're talking about a gizma, the treasurer, and Masuras that are handed over to him. Le Avne Binyan Askin. And he's got the Avonim, the bricks of the base of Mikdash or something, and he's looking after them, asking and the chol hecha the mancha berushusa, didei mancha, that any time that it's placed berushusa in the reshus of his reshus, so basically he's working for the temple, he's a temple guy, so therefore he's not over until he basically passes it to somebody who's not a temple guy. So Ella, so that we're going to bring it from the sefer, Bonner here, this case. If the temple guy went ahead and he took it out, he started putting it into his house, built as used it as a building. Haray zeh lo mal, he's not meila. Until he lives tachteha b'shava pruta, until he basically benefits from it in a shava pruta's worth of benefit. So now he said michdi shinui shanye over here. Me'ila, so I remember now, Me'ila sometimes also is a shinui as well. It's like Me'ila is also a lashon of shinui, right? As soon as he changed it, right, it basically, because we say, you can be coined of something by changing it. So he changed it over here. So Miley Dar, so who cares if he lived under it, or Miley Lodar? That's Hainu Karim Tulum Basara. So that is the mountain hanging by a hair, because really he should have been over already when he built it into his built binyan. Or my kusha, they said, what's the kusha? Dilma kudurav de amarav kusha hanicha al gabi aruba. Perhaps over here we're talking about that he placed it on an aruba. Yeah? Oh, meaning he placed it, he covered up an opening in the roof. So e da bay in. If he was underneath it, yes. If not, lo da bay lo. If not, not. Meaning he didn't actually change the object. He just like kind of placed it precariously on his roof. So therefore, he didn't actually do a shinui in the object. So therefore, it has to be that he did something. He had to benefit from it. So he benefited by getting a shade. It was a hot day. So then, if he dwelled underneath, then that would be Me'ila. If not, not. So Ella, so our question still stands. So Ella le'olam kudu Rava. We're going back nearly full circle at least. We're going back like to Rava said. Rava was the kasha of over there. The somebody gave it to the shliach, and then suddenly the balabai was like, oh hey, I handed over to my shliach some hekdesh. We said over there the shliach is mal, and we said the poor shliach, it's not fair. Udakar kashalach, and you had a kasha, me did a hava, a moitzi mois hekdesh lechulin. You said, ah, this is just a typical case that somebody inadvertently takes holy money, thinks it's chulin, and spends it. Okay, so why is this a chiddush? So we're going to say, no, it's actually different. Hossam, over there, when you're talking about someone's own house, yeah, mi yoda, de ikazuzi, de hekdesh. Over there, he knows that he has money of hekdesh in his house because he's the house owner. He knows he's got his hekdesh money, and he knows so he buy it late, so it's incumbent upon him to check it out, to let you know, to check it out. So he basically, since he knew or could have known, he should be careful. But hacha, but over here with the shliach, mi yoda, he didn't even know about the existence of hekdesh. So over here, this is a more of a chiddush over here to extrapolate from one to the other. In a normal case, basically, I know I have hekdesh in money in my house, so then I inadvertently take it. So that's me'ila. But in this case, where somebody out of the blue gives you something that you've got to be cautious that it's hekdesh, and then if you use it, you're going to be held accountable. So that's the chiddush. Okay. We don't normally say that Einshleich L'Dvar Aveira. Einshleich L'Dvar Aveira.
This is one of the exceptions.
Yeah, this is an exception, right?
True.
Means I can't sin and you're held accountable, right? The Mashalech is held accountable. Right, but here is an exception,
so
yeah.
Why
that's what yesterday's that, because it says we've got a Gezeirah Shavah to Truma. Yeah. Okay, so Hainu Kaharim Atulim Basara. Okay, next bit. Now, Mikra Muat Vahalachas Merubos. It says that in the Mishnah that there's few Pesukim, yeah, and there's many Halachas. So it says, we've got a Braisa, Tana, Negoyim. Hilchas Negoyim and Oilos. And regards to Oilos, that means if somebody dies in a tent, okay, Mikra Muat, there's few Pesukim, Vahalachas Merubos, and there's many Halachas. End of Braisa. So the Gemara asks, Negoyim? Wait a second, Negoyim, Mikra Mu'at, right? There's only a few Pesukim about Negoyim. Negoyim, Mikra Merubahu. Negoyim, there's a lot of Pesukim over there. Even two who came out. You know, it's like, there's a lot of Pesukim. So, end of Kasha. So, answers Rav Papa, Amar Rav Papa, Hachika Amar. Well, actually, this is really what the Braisa meant to say. We're going to kind of adjust it a little bit. It says, Negoyim are Mikra Maruba. Negoyim are true, or a lot of Pesukim. Now, the Halachas Muatos, but there's not so many Halachas relatively. In contrast, Oyalois are Mikra Muat, there's very few Pesukim, but Halachas Marubos, and they're the opposite, and they have many Halachas. So basically contrasting them. So my nafkamina, but what's this, like, this observation? What's the halachic ramifications? So e mistak kolo milta. If you're in a doubt, basically you're lacking clarity in one of these areas. So if it's benugoyim ayin bekroy, you should look into the psukim, because there you can find that that's the major source. Yeah, e mistak kolo milta be oilos. But if you were masupakin oilos ayin be masnisin, you should look in the mishnayos to clarify it. Now. Dinim. What's with dinim? We said dinim also is a thing that's basically something that's just a hint. So same kasha, michsav chesivon. They're also written in the Torah. There's a lot of parshas mishpatim.
What do you mean? Is in the Mishnah we said yesh emal marshi
yismut. Oh, sorry. Yes, thank you. So we're in the third section. We moved into there is what to be soimechon. But still, it's still not a foolish mamash.
Right.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, it is written in the Torah, but this certain halacha is not a foolish mamash. They're alluded to, and we're gonna see it. Okay, and once we've okay, so lo nitzucha ella l'kid Rebbe. It's coming to like Rebbe said the Tanya. Rebbe Oimer. Rebbe says nefesh tachas nefesh. It says one soul underneath another one person under another person. Right, even though it sounds like basically you killed somebody and you're going to get the death penalty, over here it means mammon. It means that the person is going to be has to penalized monetarily. So, this is talking about somebody who inadvertently kills a woman, right? We know that if someone inadvertently kills the fetus, that he would have to pay. Yeah, so what happens if someone inadvertently killed the woman? Yeah, maybe you kill the guy for this. Maybe, but we're saying, no, he also would have to pay the relatives of the woman. It's monetarily. So, ato omer mamon, if you kill this woman, you want to say it's mamon, or eino elo nefesh mamash, maybe he gets capital punishment because he killed somebody. So, nemra nesina lamato, it says nesina lamato, with regards to what we're talking about, killing a woman. But nemra nesina lamala, and it says nesina lamala, with regards to killing the fetus. Because that's what happened. We know if, because it says both. Basically, it says in ein onosh ye onesh. What is that? Yeah, something. It says in the pesukim over there. Im oson. That was it. Oson, right? Right. Yeah. We're talking about. No. He didn't make this. So this, if you look into it, it's actually the machlokes over there. But what happens if you didn't intend to kill this woman? You intend to maybe kill somebody else. And you accidentally killed the woman. Or it's basically, he didn't intend to kill this woman directly.
I wanted to kill a man. What's a woman? Why a doctor
No, it's the pesukim. We're in the pesukim over here. The pesukim over there, where it says, well, it was a pregnant woman. If they killed the baby, this is the halacha. If they killed the woman, this is the halacha.
A woman with a baby.
Yes, a pregnant woman.
Yes.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. Sorry for not clarifying that. So Ma'ala Halon, just over there, when he killed the fetus, it's Mamon. Yeah, so Afkan, so too. Lamato, right, when he kills the woman, yeah, it's also going to be Mamon. Okay. So Avoidus, also Avoidus, these are actually written, but there's a, but it's not in so Mefurash. What's this referring to? It says, Michsan Chesivan, they're actually wrote Mefurash. So it's not 100% beforeish. Lo nitzucha elo halachos adam. With halachos adam, that is one of the avodas. There's four avodas in a korban that basically certain things. If a person would have the wrong thoughts, it would affect it. The kohen would affect it, and that's shechita, the accepting the blood. There's kabbalas adam, the halachos adam, and walking with the blood, and there's also throwing the blood on the mizbeach. So now, when it says over here, it says. Vehikrivu, we're talking about halachas adam now. So we use it for halachas adam. The Tanya says vehikrivu. So zu kabbalas adam. So that's a very strange way of saying kabbalas adam. Vehikrivu, right? Hikrivu means to like basically bring close. Yeah, right. Sounds like you're schlepping it somewhere. This is kabbalas adam. For afka, and it took it out. Rachman of the Torah, beloshen halacha. Basically, it was speaking about. Kabbalah Saddam, and it's really, but use the word of bringing, it's like, or taking, dechsev, and we're going to see another instance of this. It says, vehikriv, and he should bring close the Kohen es a kol, all of them, vehiktir hamizbecha, and he should burn them on the mizbeach. So that's surely talking about over there, of talking about schlepping the limbs, so, right? Omamar, zu halachas evarim lekevers, that's talking about schlepping the limbs. To the ramp of the Mizbeach. Right, so basically we just proved that Hikrivu means halacha, to schlep it from one place to another. And we said that basically we used the word of halacha for receiving the dam. So this is Lameimra, this is coming to tell you to halacha lo tifka michlal kabbalah. The halacha, the taking the blood is not excluded from the halachic principles of Kabbalah, meaning of receiving the dam. Meaning like this, Rashi points out that you, one may think with regards to receiving, with taking the blood to the Mizbeach, this stage could be skipped. Let's say if a person would shech the cow or the animal right by the Mizbeach, and then you could catch the blood, and you could just basically put the blood directly on the Mizbeach without having doing this avoda of halacha. So you may think, if a person would think the wrong thought, if when in case where he did do it, that it wouldn't be a problem. Kamash Milan, we say just like all these psulim apply with accept it with kabbalah sadam, accepting the dam, so too it applies with taking the dam. It is ma'akiv. Yes. Taharos. Yes. Well, no, because he didn't know it. Then he didn't walk it, though. In a case where he actually walked with it, then the machshava would be ma'akev. If he didn't do any halacha, it does not ma'akev. Okay, taharos. Yeah, when you do it right. Halacha, taharos. Okay, michtav ksivan taharos. Also, the explicit. So no, something not so explicit. Lo nichsucha el shir mikvah. What's the shir of a mikvah? De lo ksiv is not said before us, even though it's alluded to. The Tanya. It says v'rochatz b'moyim. He should wash himself in water. So it means b'mei mikvah in collected water in the b'mei mikvah. It says carry on the pasuk. It says es kol basaro, all of his flesh. Yeah, this means ma'im shekol gufo oilu behen. It's right. His body has to be encircled by this water in one time. Okay, so for kama hein, how much would that be? That would be an amma al amma barum shalosh amos. That would be one amma in width and length by depth of three amos. So b'shiru chachamim, and the chachamim figured that out. Mei mikvah is arbam sa. It's going to work out the volume of 40 sa. So we basically learn that from those pesukim, but there's not mefurash. Tomatoes, also the same thing. Right, we talk a lot about dead things, right? Michtav chesivan is also written in the Torah. So mefurash. So what's the thing that's not so mefurash? So lo nitzrucha ela l'kada asha min hasheretz. For the shear of a lentil seed that is matama in tumus maga, if a person touched a sheretz, delog siva. There's not written explicitly the tanya because it says bohem, right? If you would touch these tommy things, the shrotzim, bohem, you become tommy. Yochol b'chulon. Maybe you've got to touch on all of them. Maybe it means all of the shrotzim or the whole entire body. Tamaloma mayhem. Mayhem means from them, means apart, not the whole. So yochol b'miktoson. So maybe you're going to think miktoson because it says apart, but it says tamal b'hem. It says in all of them. So basically, we've got a conflict. Is it all or a bit apart? So come. This is the limud over here. Okay, it's sad. How are you going to resolve this? Ad shiiga b'miktoson until you're going to touch a little bit of it, right? Shehu kakulo, that it is like the entirety. How can a bit be like the entirety? Is shiru chachamim, the chachamim said that's the shiur of b'chada asha, like the size of a lentil. Why? Shekein, because thusly is a choymet, is like a snail. Techil asoy b'chada asha, a complete kind of a complete sheretz, which is the snail over here, which could be the size of a bean, of this lentil bean. So that would be sufficient. So that's one answer. Rabbi Yossi has a different interpretation. Rabbi Yossi Bibi Huda, Oima, is the size of Kazanov Halotar. It's like the size of the tail of a lizard, because when you take off the tail of a lizard, it still wiggles around. So therefore, it's something like it's, in certain senses, like a whole entity. It's like a living being for, you know, half a minute. Yeah, but for half a minute, it's still moving around. Yeah, so therefore, it's somewhat, this is a hint to that.
They're both the same
shear. Yes, they're both exactly like the same shear. The question is
how you learn that.
Yeah, mashmos darshin ikubin ayu. Okay.
I can
so,
the same
shear,
a lizard's tail is much bigger than the lentil seed.
We're small lizards.
I mean, you can say a chicken's head also.
Yeah, but we're talking about shrotzim over here. Okay. Arayos. Now, Arayos, we said also that what's that referring to? Michzav chesivan. There's lots of things about that as well written. Shmufurish. So lo nitzrucha ella libito. It's coming for libito me anusosoi. A person raped a lady and had a child, a daughter from that. Yeah. Delo chesiva. It doesn't say in the Torah that a person is she's an erva. It only says with regards to this, basically, somebody didn't marry. It says about a granddaughter, but it doesn't actually mention a daughter. So Amarava, Amali Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Asya Heina Heina. We've got a double gezerish over here. We've got a Heina Heina and Asya Zima Zima, and that tells us it all. So what is a Heina 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 Zima Zima? So Heina Heina tells us there's two parts, right? There's an Issa, meaning don't do it. And there's also an onesh. If one does do it, what's the punishment he gets? So the issa we learn from a gezeira shava of heina heina. We connect somebody, basically a daughter that he had from rape, Yeah, we connect that to his wife's daughter. Yeah, and just over there it says with his wife's daughter, it said his, whether it's his granddaughter or the or his daughter. So just as it says daughter over there, it also says daughter. Daughter would apply over here. Yeah, and with regards to the ownership, it doesn't say. So we basically we take the zima from his which we just from his wife that he's married to, we take that zima and place it in the posuk of a daughter or a relative that he had from rape. And just as with his the other case, it's sreifa, right? So too, it's here it's also sreifa. We're connecting that to the zima which was with that's also nesua. Yes, same thing. Now, just one interesting point over here is that Rashi says, why don't we learn it out of a kal v'chomer? Right, about three lines down in the Rashi over there. Because he says, we're ain nizarim for a din, and also the ain oinchim in a din. So that's why we have to, and he says, when do we say kal v'chomer? It says, dini memoinois, and mitzvahs asei, hilchus avoidos, avoider, psuli kodshim. He speaks about the flip side, the things that you may learn out in a kal v'chomer, which is interesting. Now, finishing off with the Mishnah, it said, Hein Gufi Torah, they are Gufi Torah. So it sounds like these things specifically, so Hani in, Hanach Lo, these only, and other things not. So Ella Ema, we're going to do, this is what the Mishnah means, Hein V'Hein Gufi Torah, these and those, meaning all of them are Gufi Torah. Okay, well, Lineda, Hodin Aloch, Kol Chayavim. In the Mishnah.